Okay, thank you for coming in today here on Chill Vibes. You know we are massive fans of the person we have in the studio at this moment in time. Would you like to introduce yourself, Mr. Tom Williams?
Hello.
We've got some questions for you today, and we have some live sessions from you as well, which is also very good news. Your new album, All Change, which is the first since you've left a boat. So what made you branch out on your own?
I think we'd done the band for about 7 or 8 years. It kind of reached a natural conclusion. I think when you're kids, you never get any money playing in a band, and we did it for 7-8 years and late nights and early mornings, and it was, in a way, it was a bit of a dictatorship. I was a bit of a, a taskmaster, so I feel like we all just needed a bit of a sleep. So I went off and did a little acoustic record after the last Tom Williams and the Boat album, and then this album kind of happened by mistake, really.
Yeah, we've read that it almost happened as a mistake.
Yeah.
You were prepared to give up on music and went into your life as a music teacher.
Yeah, I've been teaching for a while anyway, but after the Boat kind of ended, I was just doing a lot more teaching.
Yeah.
And I was invited to go to Leeds Beckett Uni, which is the old Leeds Poly, I think, just to be an artist in residence, which just involved like being in the studio for a week with students.
Yeah.
And I said to them, well, what do you want me to do? And they said, well, you could record some of your old tunes and show the kids how you kind of built the track up and all that. And I said, well, I think that sounds a bit boring. Why don't you just find me a band and I'll bring some new songs and we'll just see if we can make them sound good. And we ended up recording, about 15 songs in about a week.
Nice.
And that album, 10 years into my career, ended up getting me a record deal, and it's been amazing.
So you've just finished your tour now. How was the tour going?
It was incredible. Yeah, it's probably why we sound a bit sleepy. Travel lodges have taken their toll.
And you're going to be playing us a track for us now on the show.
Which
track will you be playing for us?
We're going to play a song called What a Shame.
Yep.
Which is off the record.
Okay, yeah. Lovely.
All right. 3, 4. What a shame that I can't sleep at night. What a shame that only whiskey's got me sleeping right. What a shame the blues are at my window again. What a shame I closed the curtains but they're rattling at my window pane. Early morning I get out of my bed and these all blue thoughts running through my head. What a shame if I was grown then I would stand up straight. What a shame, well my mama says it's never too late. Ah, what a shame. When's my luck gonna change? What a shame. What a shame, the big world's spinning blue. What a shame that I never get to see you. What a shame I've got no money in my bank account. What a shame, 'cause if I did then I would take you out. Early morning I get out of my bed and these old blue thoughts running through my head. What a shame if I was grown then I would stand up straight. What a shame, but my mama says it's never too late. Ah, what a shame. When's my luck gonna change? Oh, what a shame. What a shame that this song never ends. What a shame. Oh, my fair weather friends. What a shame that this big bad world wants you dead. What a shame. All this worrying in my head. Oh, yeah. 'Cause early morning I get out of my bed and these old blue thoughts running through my head. What a shame if I was grown then we'd stand up straight. What a shame
it's never too late. Ah, what a shame. When's my luck gonna change? Oh, what a shame.
That's brilliant. Tom Williams. That's from your new album.
Yeah.
Apparently your new album is now being hosted by BBC Six Music. They've called it the Record of the Year.
Yeah, they're big fans of ours.
Quite an accolade. And also the Sunday Express have said it's a catchy, intelligent pop composition at its very best.
Can't argue with
Can't argue with that also. And you've also had a session with Joe Wiley. High praise from her as well.
Yeah, that was a real step up for us.
Yes.
Because she's obviously big friends with Steve Lamacq. She used to do the evening session on Radio 1 with Steve Lamacq years ago.
Yeah.
And Steve, you know, is kind of, you know, obviously legendary indie DJ, gave me my first ever radio play in 2007. It's taken this long for Joe to get on board. So it was really lovely to go and do a session. We did it on the same day as the London show last tour, so that was amazing.
So we said earlier we love Get High,
yeah,
you know, chill vibes. We're playing that all the time for you.
Thank you.
But the video of the song has got animated balloons as the band.
Yeah.
What inspired that?
Well, I made it with a friend of mine called Ben Phillips. He's an amazing illustrator, and he had done a T-shirt for us, and he does these funny, wonky kind of drawings, slightly sort of naive drawings. And I was trying to think of a way that we could invent a weird sort of wonky universe that this video could be in. And then obviously because it's called Get High,
yeah,
I thought, well, it'd be nice to get high at some point, and then, you know, what floats? Balloons. But the logistics of trying to make a band out of balloons was an absolute nightmare. They kept exploding. And because the middle of the balloon person had all the arms and legs and head stuck on, it's always the middle bit that would explode.
Yeah.
So it's meant to be a really funny, lighthearted video, but the day was the most stressful thing because you'd hear this bang, everyone would scream, limbs would be flying everywhere. but it's an incredible video. And if anyone's near YouTube, go and check that out.
Yeah, well, I've actually checked it out this morning a couple of times.
It's a labour of love, that thing.
No, it's a really good video.
Never want to go anywhere near a balloon ever again.
But you've confessed yourself as a musical geek.
Yeah.
So who inspires you musically?
Started with Springsteen. That's what my mum listened to when I was young. I think Born in the USA probably came out about the time I was born. So that was in the car running around school. And then I discovered Dylan at school, Neil Young. But then Oasis was my first ever sort of album that I got. What's the Story is still amazing. And Urban Hymns by The Verve. And I love all that late 90s stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was into Nirvana as well, and, you know, Americana, stuff like Ryan Adams as well. So it's a bit of a spectrum, but I think the Holy Trinity for me is probably Dylan, Springsteen and Neil Young.
Yeah. I would think so, yeah. Very guitar-based.
Yeah, yeah. Very male.
Okay. Okay, can you do us another song for us?
Yeah, well, let's do Get High.
Yeah, let's do Get High. Let's do that. It's Mr. Tom Williams on Vibe 107.6.
All right, one. Trustworthy man who can stand the rush. Man who can stand the wind when it whips up round his feet. A man to protect you and to let you grow. It's a girl's last dream and a man's first defeat. Do you get high? Sleep and cut like glass through your counterpane and your mattress. And am I a heavy weight when I sleep by your side? It's a girl's last dream and a man's first defeat. Do you get high? With me.
Am I the letter in your hand? Am I the billboard by the motorway? Am I the big brass band? Am I the winter coming in? Am I the night getting cold? Making you weary, making you cry, making you sadder, making you old. Do you get high? Do you get high with me? Do you get high? Do you get high?
Tom Williams with Get High. We love playing that song on Chill Vibes.
Thank you.
Most Sunday mornings, it's the perfect soundtrack to our Sunday morning breakfast.
Yeah.
So you've shared your stage, apparently, with Adele back in the day. What was that like?
Well, that was actually through... We played the venue last night. It was a venue called Tunbridge Wells Forum. And I was opening up for a touring act, and she was one of the supports.
Okay.
Well, no one knew who she was, and she turned up late. She was meant to be on stage about 5 minutes ago, and she kind of walked through the room, and she had a parka on and a guitar on her back, and she came on. She just like line checked, you know, just quickly checked her levels and started. I always tell this to kids because I teach, and obviously, and no one listened. No one cared. She played Hometown Glory. She played Chasing Pavements. You know, it was all before that, about a year before that first album came out. And she had that voice. She had the big hair on the top of her head, the way she used to have her hair.
Yeah.
She didn't take her coat off, you know, she just sat on the stool and actually very, almost exactly like when she first was on Jules Holland, she looked exactly the same, kind of just with a guitar on her lap.
Yeah.
And no one listened. And I always say to kids, you know, if you want to do music, being good, even as good as Adele, isn't good enough.
Yeah.
You've got to work hard as well, and you've got to really love it and put in the time. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, the list of people that haven't made it, who are brilliant, is far longer than the list of people who have made
it. Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, she was undoubtedly brilliant, but, you know, there's no way to know that she would go on to sell 75 million records or whatever she's done. Save the British recording industry single-handedly.
But to be on the same stage as her is like...
A
good story to tell.
It was a weird one, but I can't say that I necessarily took it in, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mad. That's what's quite nice about touring and seeing, also, you know, digging out old gig posters, because you realise all your friends that you've done gigs with over the years have all gone on to different bands and done different things. So in Tunbridge Wells, there's a band called Slaves. They're like a punk duo. And they were in a million bands when they were low. And now they're playing, you know, main stage at Reading and Leeds. And, you know, there's all sorts. So, but that's why local music venues are so important. And if they're not there, kids don't have anywhere to play and kids don't form bands. So so long may they continue. Yeah.
So you've, in this spirit of chilled vibes, which we do every Sunday, what's the idea of a perfect Sunday morning for yourself?
Oh, no alarm. Big nice. No 6 o'clock get up. You know, coffee in bed. Get some, what would I listen to on a chill? I'd probably put some Neil Young on. I've been listening to a lot of Glen Campbell recently, ever since he passed away.
Yeah.
Wichita Lineman was our first dance at our wedding.
Oh, okay.
And I'm kind of obsessed with that song, Galveston, at the moment.
Okay.
60s and 70s, normally, that kind of music normally takes me back to a happy place.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So your tour, it culminates with a performance at the London Bush Hall, which is on Thursday the 30th of November.
Yeah.
And you can come down and listen and enjoy your new album.
Which, yeah, that's a big show for us. I think that's about double the size of any venue we've ever played. So squeaky bum time with that one. Watford.
So All Change is doing well.
Yeah.
And people can download it now.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, Spotify. If you fancy the vinyl or the CD, that's also out there as well. But we've got, if you go to tomwilliamsmusic.net, that's our website. And then if you can click through to the online store. And we've got loads of stuff in there, pretty cheap, and it's all signed, and it's all that's kind of directly from us, so that's the place to get it.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
we've enjoyed your live session today.
Cheers.
And we wish you all the very best for the future.
Thank you.
And we'll be playing some more Tom Williams on Chill Vibes on our Sunday morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.